This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
This weekend, Central Kentucky will host the 40-year reunion of the 1972 Olympic basketball team, which lost the disputed gold medal game to the Russians in Munich, Germany. It's still one of the most controversial finishes in sports history, and the captain of that team, Georgetown College's own Kenny Davis, joins me now to talk about it.
Well, that game was held in Munich. We played for the gold medal against Russia during the height of the Cold War, and that was the year that they kept setting the clock back. In fact, they gave the Russians three different times in order to score and to finally, according to, I guess, the record books, say that they won. But we as American players felt like that adding extra time to the game after it was over was not something that is legitimate and not something you can do. So we protested, and they denied our protest. And because of that, we as the 12 players on that American team decided not to accept the silver medal. And that's been 40 years ago. And to our knowledge, it's the only medal ever in the history of the Olympics to be refused. And 40 years later, not one player on our team has ever come forward to accept that silver medal.
Kenny, describe your emotions at the time of what you perceived as a tremendous injustice. Here you have poured your heart and soul out on the court, you and your men, of course, under your leadership, and only to have this prize just taken away.
We thought we had won the game, and according to the rules, if you look at it objectively, we did win, and we were out on the floor celebrating, jumping up and down and hugging each other and anybody else that was close to us. It was the greatest high, or one of the greatest highs I think you can get. Obviously, winning a gold medal in the Olympics is very, very special. Then all of a sudden, we kept hearing on the loudspeaker, three more seconds, three more seconds. And we was not sure what that meant. But eventually, they restored order out on the court, made each of us come back to our benches, gave us about 1 minute to prepare, and then ordered us back out on the floor. And the Russians brought the ball inbounds with 3 seconds remaining. They threw a long pass to the end of the floor, and that Russian player turned and shot the basketball, and it went in. So we went from, I guess, one of the highest highs that you could have emotionally to the lowest low that you could have emotionally. Doug Collins has referred to it as being on top of the Sears Tower, and then all of a sudden somebody pushing you off and falling a lot of stories to the bottom, to the street. I think that's probably a little bit dramatic, but it was devastating to us after having thought we won that gold medal.
And, Kenny, you had a lot of talented players on this team. Tell us who was on that roster.
Bobby Jones from North Carolina was a player on there who later excelled greatly in the pros. Doug Collins from Illinois State, who played several years in the pros and was an all-pro player, ended up coaching several pro teams, is now the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Tom McMillan from the University of Maryland was a player on that squad. He later became a congressman from that area. Tommy Burleson was a 7'4" player from North Carolina State. Dwight Jones from Houston, Mike Bantam from St. Joseph College in Philadelphia, Tommy Henderson from the University of Hawaii, Kevin Joyce from South Carolina, and Jim Forbes from Texas El Paso was the final player on that team.
And now every single one of these players, as I understand it, will be in Georgetown later on this month for this reunion.
That is correct. All 12 players are still alive from that team, and we have never, ever been together as a full 12 since we left Munich. And I contacted each player, and all of them have booked their flights into Lexington, and we'll be at Georgetown College on August the 24th for a series of seminars that will be held during that day.
And we're talking about an entire weekend's worth of programming. Give us some of the highlights.
Players will arrive on Wednesday, and on Thursday there is a golf outing that is part of the Georgetown College First Tee program, and they've incorporated each of us as Olympic players into that. So that'll take up most of Thursday. And then Friday, the series of seminars starts. There's four of those, two in the morning and two in the afternoon. Those are open to the public. We have several schools that are bringing students, history classes, basketball teams, football teams. That will probably be the best day that you could get the closest to our Olympic players and my teammates during that four series of seminars that particular day. And then that night we're going to Woodford Reserve for a private barbecue sponsored by them. On Saturday, we go to Keeneland to expose the players to a little bit of the history of Lexington and obviously the racetrack there. And then starting at 6 o'clock on August the 25th, there is a banquet that will be held at the Griffin Gate Marriott, and that's sold out, and their capacity of 630 people will be there that night.
Kenny, did you ever think that 40 years on that you would be participating in a reunion like this and every single member of that squad would be there?
No, not. I don't think I did. Over the years, we kept thinking that our particular Olympics and that game with Russia would go away, but it seems to almost taken a life of its own. Over the years, we as players had talked about getting together for a reunion, but it only ended up being talk. As you know, it takes quite a bit of money to put something like that on. So Georgetown College, through Billy Reed, who was a resident and scholar there for Georgetown, approached me and said, look, this is the 40th anniversary. Would this be something that would be favorable to the players? And I contacted each of them, and they were ecstatic about the opportunity to come together. And then my employer for the last 40 years, Converse, stepped up and gave us six figures of donation dollars to put this thing on. So we're excited about it, and I am ecstatic that Kentucky is going to roll out the red carpet for my teammates and myself that particular weekend.
And it seems natural because folks in Kentucky are, shall we say, passionate about basketball.
They are, and obviously I played at Georgetown. I'm a native Kentuckian, grew up in Monticello, went to Wayne County High School. So I'm proud of the fact that the state has agreed to be a big part of our celebration that particular weekend. Governor Beshear is going to be at the banquet, and several other VIPs will be in attendance. And I think it's going to be something that will be memorable, I know, for our players and hopefully all of the individuals that attend the banquet and the seminars.
Kenny, how did you become one of the players on the 1972 USA Olympics basketball team?
Different organizations at that time were able to send players to the Olympic trials. They sent 59 players out to Colorado Springs in Colorado, and different organizations like the NCAA could send so many, the junior colleges could send so many, and even high schools sent a couple of players. I went as a representative of the AAU organization. I graduated from Georgetown in 1971, and this was 1972, and I was playing for Marathon Oil, which is based out of Lexington, Kentucky. We were there 2 weeks. For the first week, we did drills and practices, and then the second week, we did a series of eight exhibition games, and at conclusion of those exhibition games, a committee of 48 people selected 12 players to represent the Americans in the Summer Olympics in Munich, and I was fortunate to be one of those 12 selected.
Okay, now you're in Munich, 1972, the height of the Cold War. You have to face the dreaded Russians. How did you all regard, did you look at those players and say, well, they represent a government counter to our beliefs, or did you just sort of break it down and say, well, you know, they put on their sneakers just as we do. They want to win this game as bad as we do. How did you all regard the opposition?
Well, we knew probably that was who we would face in the finals was Russia, and obviously we were aware of the Cold War that was very prevalent in 1972. But to be honest with you, Alan, when the game started, it was just athletes trying to win a game. We had no animosity toward them. I don't think they had any animosity toward us as far as we were from the United States. When they threw the basketball up to start the game, it was just players trying to play as hard as we could to bring back a gold medal to our respective countries and to our families and friends. But we knew we were playing Russia, but I don't think that had anything to do with it. If it was Canada or Mexico or whoever for that gold medal, I think we would have tried just as hard.
And, of course, 1972 was the Olympics that were marred with the terrorist activity, the Israeli athletes killed. Describe your thoughts and feelings during that time.
Well, we thought, and I'm sure those athletes thought as well, that we were in one of the most safe and secure places in all the world at that time. Obviously, that was not the case. To be honest with you, the days preceding that incident was very fun-filled. There was a festive atmosphere in the Olympic Village, and seems like at all events, everybody was getting along and having a wonderful time. And then all of a sudden, when that happened, they turned it into a military camp. They brought German troops in and completely surrounded the Olympic Village. No one was allowed to leave, and no one was allowed to enter in during that particular day. And then after that incident took place, there was a lot more security. We had a German troop that stayed outside of our room for the rest of the time. We were proud and glad that they were protecting us, but it was not much of an atmosphere to play games in. And I think if you'd asked us when that incident took place, that we would have probably voted to all come back home. But looking back on it, I think they did the right thing. They stopped the games. They paid their respects, as we did as well, and then they started the games back up. If they had stopped the games, I think that would have given exactly what the terrorists wanted to accomplish in the first place. So I think looking back on it, they did the right thing. But it was not much of an atmosphere to play games in after that happened. And to put that in perspective, Alan, we thought what happened to us was certainly an injustice. But each time I start to feel sorry for myself that I don't have that gold medal, I think about those Israeli kids who were my age, living in the same village, eating the same food, and dreaming the same dreams, and they took those kids out of there in caskets. So all of us as basketball players came back home. We had good careers. We started families, and we're all still alive, and life has been okay for us. But each time I feel sorry for myself, I think about those Israeli kids, which was what happened to us was injustice. What happened to them was a travesty.
And a final question, Kenny, what is the legacy 40 years on about this incident and what it says about competition?
Well, you would hope and you would think that they possibly could get politics out of the Olympic Games, but I suppose as long as people are involved, that will not take place. We see it almost every Olympics that there is someone who is being blamed for prejudiced judging, someone who obviously is biased toward their particular government or their form of government, and that should not be. It should just be athletes competing, and regardless of where you're from, the best athlete wins, and then you recognize that athlete's for that, not from what country they're from. But I suppose that that will never, ever happen. I'm looking at something that's probably idealism rather than something that will eventually take place.
Okay, just to wrap things up, give us the dates of the reunion once again in Georgetown.
The players are arriving into Lexington on Wednesday, August the 22nd. We'll have a private reception that night. And then the 23rd is the golf event. I believe that is sold out as well. And then on Friday, August the 24th, will be those series of seminars held on Georgetown College's campus. And then August 25th is the banquet that will be held at the Marriott Griffin Gate and honoring our Olympic team.
Kenny Davis has been our guest today. Thanks again for your time, Kenny, and best of luck on this upcoming weekend.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate that. Very kind to visit with you.